Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, 16th day of the month of Elul here in the United States, and Yom Revi'i, 17th day of the month of Elul in Eretz HaKodesh. Today is day 704. So many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. We pray for the chayalim, for the brave soldiers. Hashem, please safeguard them in their mission. They come home safely for their families and that all in need. They're physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, have a refuah shalema. And especially now, following the strike just a few hours ago, let's daven, let's pray, that the mission was successful, but that there's no retaliation, and Hashem continues to safeguard and protect every Jew in Eretz Yisrael and around the entire world. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Avraham Scheinberg, of Congregation Rosh Shalom in San Antonio, Texas, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Scheinberg slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and then translated into English. And then Rabbi Scheinberg will lead us in the Mishavirach for the Chayalim, the Mishavirach for the hostages, and finally concluding with the Mishavirach for the Cholim, those who are sick, where Rabbi Scheinberg will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us here on the call the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. As always, you don't know the name in Hebrew, you can say it in English. Lastly, to sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. That link again is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Scheinberg.
Thank you so much, and thank you to OU for having me again. Last week's parsha, I saw an interesting thought on All Parsha, on the OU website on All Parsha, and that is in the Meshech Chachma. And in the Meshech Chachma it says there that Kiseitzei Machanel Ayuvecha Nishmaratem Mikol Davara. When you go out in a camp against your enemies, you shall be guard yourself against every evil thing. And so the Sifri and the Rishalmi speak out that Mikol Davara is also Mikol Dibur, from every speech, that there's a lav here that against evil speech, a lav here at which the Yishalmi understands is Lashon Hara. And the question is that why again is there a separate lav here? We already know they were not supposed to speak Lashon Hara. We already know Lo Yisei Lech Rachel Ba'amecha. What is distinct about this pasuk that's a little bit different? And so the Meshech Chachma explains something about Lashon Hara that I think is a little bit of a chiddush to us. And then another point as well about Lashon Hara that I wanted to share that I think is a little chiddush. And again, even though these psukim are in last week's parasha, but I think these are so important for Elul as a whole, and especially what we're going through now again with the hostages and the attacks. And when we say Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, of course, we want to mean that. We want to be, it's so important for us during this time to be together, to be a unit, and to have just Avos Yisrael. You know, I mentioned in the shul a few weeks ago that really our Avos Yisrael starts with Jews that maybe we disagree with. The Jews that we get along with, we don't, you know, that's not Avos Yisrael, that's just getting along with people that agree with you. The Jews sometimes that we don't get along with, you know, we don't see eye to eye with, that's where really our Ahavas Yisrael needs to start. And especially again during Elul, especially at times that, you know, lo aleinu, things are happening to the Jewish people, we need to make sure that we are as unified as possible. And so the Meshech Chochmah explains that when we're at war, that the Pesukim there are speaking about going out to war, when we're at war, there's a special, specific lav of Lashon Hara against speaking about the Jewish people to the enemy. There's the Leisei L'Hurachal, we understand, regular Lashon Hara is when a Jew speaks about another Jew to another Jew. In our community, when we speak Lashon Hara, but this one is a specific one, that when we're at war against someone else, when we're at war against someone, a non-Jewish nation, and someone speaks about, weakens our position, a soldier goes out and weakens our position, weakens the Jewish people's position, that's a special love. And, you know, all of us have opinions about what's going on in Eretz Yisrael and the government, and what should we do going forward, and how should we approach it, and what's the proper thing with the hostages, and what's the future of Gaza. But we have to understand that even if we were right, and even if what we're saying is not really classically Lashon Hara, even if it's constructive purposes or anything, but if this talk in itself is weakening our position as a people, and if this talk is being spread out to the non-Jewish people around us in America, and they understand that we're not in agreement and we're weak maybe in some ways, and we don't understand necessarily the path forward ourselves, that we have to understand that even speaking about these things in a way that's going to bring our reputation down, it's in a way that it's going to weaken our position as a whole, that is something that's also included, the Meshech Chochmah says, in Lashon Hara. And also we spoke about last week the parsha about Miriam. And so, you know, of course this incident with Miriam was that she felt that Moshe Rabbeinu was not acting correctly, and she went to Aaron, her brother, to speak about it. Maybe there's something that they can do. And again, classically under the laws of Lashon Hara, she did not commit Lashon Hara. That was the right thing to do. She saw something that maybe wasn't correct. Okay, maybe she should have gotten to Moshe Rabbeinu straight. But maybe she was going to Aaron with constructive criticism of how can we approach this. And the Meraglim were supposed to even learn from her that, oh, you see Lashon Hara, you see what's going on when you speak Lashon Hara. And again, if you really compare those two cases, they're really apples to oranges in some ways. So I thought maybe a machshava is that Miriam, and what the Meraglim also made a mistake is that maybe Miriam had the best intent. She was a tzaddik, because we should assume that she did. She had the best intent. And maybe we can say the Meraglim at some point had good intent. But if you don't get it right, that's Lashon Hara. If you don't get it right, she didn't know the truth about Moshe Rabbeinu. Not because she was, you know, she just wasn't privy to the truth about him. And there was no way really for her to know. But still, she didn't know the truth about him. The Meraglim also, they went into Eretz Yisrael and they saw, and they just came back and said what they saw. They said they saw fortified cities. They saw funerals. But that wasn't really the truth in context. And maybe, is there a way to know? Is there a way to not to know? Either way, at the end of the day, if you're not saying something over correctly, if you have the wrong understanding of a situation, and that leads you correctly to try to fix that situation, but it was based on your wrong premise, that is also going to lead to Lashon Hara. And so again, during this time, it's just so important for us to make sure that before we speak about something, even if we have the best intentions, even if we're trying to fix something, we have to be not 100%, not 1,000%, 1,000,000% sure that we are accurate. And again, if we're speaking about things, politics, whatever it is, even if we're right and even if we have the best intentions, we have to make sure that when we speak about it, it's not done in a way that lowers the reputation of the Jewish people, that lowers our position, that doesn't bring us down in the eyes of the nations. It's very important at this time to make sure that they see us having a unified front, and of course that we need to have a unified front, but to give off that impression as well. And sometimes that's a little bit hard for Jews. We have two Jews, three opinions, and we like to share them sometimes. But sometimes, you know, the best thing to do is just to make sure that everything is in line, and if we're not 1,000,000% sure, that maybe just not say anything at all. We'll go to the Tehillim. Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. Lam Natseach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancho Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagelcha Hashem Elohe Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Mitzion Yisodeka. Yizka Kol Min Chayisecha Elascha Yadash Nesela. Yitem Echol Kil Vavecha Vechol Atzatzcha Yimale. Niranin Abishua Secha Vashem Elohinu Nidol Yimala Adonai Kol Nishan Lysecha. Ata Yodati Ki Yashi Adonai Mishichoi. Ya'aneu Mishmei Kodshoi Begviroiz Yasha Yiminai. Eile Varechev Eile Vasusim. Anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Hema Karu v'Nafalu v'Anachnu Kamna v'Nisaydod, Adonai Yashia Melech Ya'aneinu v'Yom Kareinu. Chaf Gimel 23, Mizmor L'David Adonai Ra'i Lai Echsar, Bina Yisdeshe Yarbi Tzeini, Almei Menucha Yisin Aleini, Navshi Yishayvi v'Yoncheini b'Magli Tzedek L'man Shemai, Gam Ki Eilech b'Geitz Almoves Lo'i Ra'ra Ki Ata Imadi, Shivtecho Mishantecho Hema Yenachamuni, Tareik lefonai shulcha neged tzairai, dishanta b'shem en reishi kaisi yivaya, ach toi v'chesed yirufuni kol yimei chayai, v'shavti v'yitz adenai le'eret yomim. Kuf chaf aleph 121. Shalom alois esayinai eleha orim me'ayin yogo yezri. Ezri mi'im adenai yisai shalmayim v'aretz, al yitain lamar erglecho, al yonum shemirecho, hine lo yonum v'lo yishon shemir yisrael, adenai shemirecho, adenai tzilcho, yad yiminecho, Yoimam Hashemesh Layakeko Liareach Balayla Adonai Yishmor Chomikora Yishmor Es Navshecho Adonai Yishmor Tseischo Vuecho Mehata Viadoilom Kuf Lamed 130 Shiam Alais Mimama Kim Kirosifa Adonai Adonai Shima Bikaili Yen Oznecho Kashu Vois the Koltach Anunai Ima Voinais Tishmoya Adonai Mia Amaid Yim Chaslicho Laman Tivorei Yivisi Adonai kivisa, nafshi v'lid v'yoy echalti, nafshi l'Adonai mishaymim l'abayke, shaymim l'abayke, yachel Yisrael al Adonai kim Adonai achesed v'abay maifaduz, v'hu yiftez Yisrael mikol avoynoi sov. Kuf Mem Beis, 142. Maskil l'David, b'yaysay b'amaros afila, koyli al Adonai azah, koyli al Adonai azhanon, eshpayk l'fono sichid, sarasi l'fono bagid, Yisatef alai ruchi v'altar yadat nusivasi ba'arakzu aleich tamnu fachli. Habet yalminu re'e ve'im li makir avad manoisi meni ein doyresh lenafshi. Do'akte elecho adenai amarti atoma akshi chalki be'erz hachayim. Akshivar el yinosi kedeloisi meroid hatzileini meroid faiki yamsu mimeni. Hoitzio mi mazger nafshi lo'idesa shamecho bi'ach tiru tzadikim ki sigmol aloi. Achenu, achenu kol beis Yisrael. And Asunim Batsaru Vishavya, Haindim Bain Bayam Vin Bayabasha, Amakam Yirache Malayam, Vyatiyam, Mitsara, Mitsara Levacha, Umia Fela Vaira, Umishiba Legula, Hashta, Bagala, Vizman Karib, Neymar, Amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the All Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say Amen. V'mishabeach l'chayalei tzahal, mishabeach avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Hu yivarech es chayalei tzahagana Yisrael v'anshei kochos habitachon. Amdim al mishmar atzeinu v'arei Eloheinu, migvul halavanon v'admidbar Mitzrayim, u'minayam agadol adlubar ahava v'chol makam shehem, v'yabasha, v'avir v'yam. Yitein Adonai Yisraelveinu akamim aleinu negafim lefnehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzil Es Chayaleinu Mikol Tzara V'Tzuka U'Mikol Nega U'Machala V'Yishlach Baruch Hu V'Yatzlacha B'Chol Ma'asei Deyem Ya'adber Soneinu Tachteyem V'Yatrim B'Kesu Yeshua U'V'Ateret Nitzachon V'Yikuyem B'Yem HaKasuv Ki Adonai Leichem Ma'olechim Lachem Lilachem Lachem Ima Yivechem Leishia Eschem V'Neymar Amen V'Mishaberach for those being held in captivity Mishaberach Avisenu Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'Aaron Dov Shlomo Uyvarech Yishmar Vinsarz Nedari Tzva Haganal Yisrael Shvuyav. Beth Kol Achenu Anusuni Batsar Vashivya. Ba'avur Shekola Kola Kadosh Zde Mispala Ba'aviram. Akadosh Baruch Hu Yimali Racham Yimaliyem. Yoytziyem Echoshek Vatalmovis. Moitzvaysem Yonatek Mitzvaysem Yoshiyem. Yeshiva Mehera Lachek Mishbachoysam. Yoydu Ladinai Chazdoi Nifloisa Vuvnei Adam. Vikuyam Ba'amikra Shekosu Fufduya Adonai Yeshuvun. Vod Siyam Virino, Simchas Elam al Roisham, Dasein Vesimcha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Rachim Aleihem, Lachli Mamalei Fom, Lachstikam, Haskam Lachayosam, Vishlach Lahem Mehera, Fuah Shleimah Min HaShemayim, Kol Verim Lachol Gachol Gideim, B'tzok Shara Chayli Yisrael, Refuah Sanefesh, Refuah Saguf, Ashto Vagolov Zman Kriv, and Amar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Steinberg. Blessed to have you back on the program. We look forward, we've got in your Hashem, having you back on with us in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program, which will be tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe, wonderful day.